Hello everyone, I'm Annabelle. Thank you for your feedback on the new format of my discussion with Mikan, or shall I say, questions and answers, recorded separately. This format is what I would call a fortnight inspiration, so let's keep it for now. My dear author friends, Gail Boining from Wisconsin, America, just launched a third book, Flourishing Fiction. Well done, Gail. Which I started to read and love as much as her first book, Wandering Words. I love chatting with her via video conference, 14 hours time different though, or through text messages. This morning, as I catch up with her creative drawings, she asked about the situation in Hong Kong. There were some protests near her place against the Olympic Games in China, and she was worried about me. She says she doesn't read much of the news, and she just wanted to know if I'm fine. Well, I don't read the news often either, and I'm fine indeed. Thank you. What we read in the press or hear from our connection can be very different from what we experience. And I was tempted to say, my reality is different, when what I mean is, my experience is different, but my reality is even more different. I'm not denying the situation, nor that some people here are actually experiencing tight restriction in their freedom, but my experience is different. That reminds me of Loving What Is from Katie Barron. As she explained how to let go of our resistance in experiencing what is already here, she deals with a man who has grown up in a war zone. His house is bombed and the roof collapses while he's underneath. Katie Byron asks him, "How are you in this house back there?" He acknowledges his fear and he doesn't know where his parents are. "Yes," she says, "but apart from that, how are you?" She got few scratches from the bombing. "Yes," she says, "but apart from that, how are you?" And in the end, he says, "Well, I'm fine." And just like that, he rewrites the story, his story. As Mikan told me, it is important to differentiate our reality from our experiences. I wonder how I can apply that to me. Often, I'm using reality to describe my experience. For example, I'm currently experiencing restriction in going back home to visit my family. I feel sad. I haven't seen my loved one for 2 years now. But I am fine. The presence within me is peaceful and loving still. There are freedom restrictions going on around me, and when I occasionally read the news, I usually end up crying for all the misery depicted on those pages. But I'm fine still. What is described in the press might eventually be part of our experiences, but that's not our reality. Because what we think, feel, and sense looks pretty real to us. Sometimes we get confused. I know, I often do. But that's not the reality of who I am. Being or the presence is my reality. Mikan, could you please share with us what you mean by reality and what you mean by experience, and why it is so important we don't speak about reality to describe our experience that come and go?
Hello, Annabelle. Yes, I'm happy to do that. In the core, reality is what you are, and experience is what you perceive. Now, it's important not to call experience reality for the following reason. Where your attention is, there you are. So if you call experience reality, that is what your experience will be.
Thank you, Mikan. Your answer is short, but very insightful. Since Mikan and I recorded, the Hong Kong government decided to close down kindergarten and primary school. When it first happened in 2020, I was pissed off. I kept saying to whom was willing to listen that my reality was I didn't have time left to work on my project, which halted things abruptly. My experience became my reality. Today, with this new understanding why I still perceive thoughts and feelings of resistance towards those new restrictions, I am aware I am fine. My reality is the peaceful and loving presence within me. I know that my reality is being this infinite creative potential, and there will be a way to have time for my project and attending Zoom classes. My approach to the exact same situation have changed. That's why our current experiences can be very different from people who still identify with their perceptions. Of course, there's no problem with that. But the benefit of becoming more conscious is that we can choose for ourselves what we want to materialize and what we want to let go. And it starts with going inward. This episode comes to an end. Please keep sharing your experience with us by email or via Instagram. It feels wonderful to be connected all together. Thank you for listening and talk to you soon. Bye-bye.